Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host Marty McDermott with my co-host Don Johnson. If you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today we have a very special guest. We're meeting with Will Glennie of the franchise Juice Stop. And Will, one thing I wanted to get back to is if you can talk a little bit about how big is the industry for Juice Stop.
Well, if you look at direct competitors, and those are companies whose core products, 90% or better, are sold, 16, 24, 32-ounce juice smoothie or fruit smoothie. You're looking at about a $2 billion industry annually right now, which is about a double of what it was 6 or 7 years ago. So the growth has been tremendous in terms of product awareness and people coming. It's a great crossover alternative product in the industry right now.
Will, what type of characteristics make a successful Juice Stop franchisee? You're talking a little bit about the whole approach with your franchise, finding the right type of person. So it seems like you're careful, making sure it's the right fit. What are some of the characteristics you look for?
Well, there's two things that I would put equal weight and value on. And in the first instance, that's somebody who has management of others in their toolbox insofar as managing people, and for some measured period of time and to some degree of success. Secondarily to that is somebody who has managed their finances well and has the money readily available in the proper dollar amounts for the opportunity, not just with Juice Stop, but for any franchise. Of course, a McDonald's franchise is far more expensive, so you'd need to have considerably more money. But those two things, when I look at an applicant, I consider those two things of highly equal value, and I think that on the management of people, that's what the franchisee is going to be doing on a day-to-day basis. In the second tier, I look for some kind of sales or marketing background. One of the things we learned from the Mrs. Fields Cookies franchise, which is a great brand, Debbie Fields herself founded that concept, determined that in order to be successful, the franchisee and the employees needed to have a gregarious, outgoing personality. You can't test for the kind of qualities you need. So one of the things you need to give it a great example, and this might sound off the wall, but think about it for a second. We ask the franchisee, if we meet them in person after having a nice conversation, if they wouldn't mind just standing up and singing happy birthday. And the response, if they look shocked and feel uncomfortable doing it, I got to wonder how these people are going to stand at the front door and greet every customer that comes in and thank them for coming in, tell them that they're the owner, and be a bit of a politician, a promoter, if you will, and find success that way.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's an interesting approach doing that. So I guess that's a good way to tell how someone is. You're right, their personality.
Absolutely.
If you come into a restaurant and a service business and no one says anything, they just look at the ground or they look at the ceiling. It's like being on an elevator. It's uncomfortable, right?
Right.
You want to walk into a business and they say, hey, Don, how are you? Glad to have you back. Thanks so much for coming in. Do you want to have what you usually have, or do you want to try something new? And then when you leave, you want your personnel, the people waiting on your customers, to say, hey, thanks for coming in today and thanks for doing something good for yourself. And repetitively saying things. That's how you grow your business. If somebody doesn't have that within them, we can't train them how to do that. So it's imperative that we determine up front that skill set and that component of their personality is there and it's rich.
Like on the old episode of Cheers when Norm used to walk in to get that type of reception?
That kind of reception, hey, there's a couple of, I don't mind talking about my competitors. There's another concept out there, Moe's Southwestern Grill, I think, out of the Southeast.
Right.
They when you walk in, you go into their website, and they say, welcome to Moe's, at the top of their lungs. Every time a customer comes in, they do that. And I think one of the slab ice cream companies does it as well. It's customer recognition when they walk in the door. And, you have to hire that way for your employees, and you absolutely have to hire that way for your franchisees.
So, Will, you think that you really want someone with that sales and big personality. You don't believe that can be taught. Someone who has you know, the management of people experience, has their finances in place, but maybe has not had much experience in sales. That might not be a fit for JuiceStop, it sounds like.
That's absolutely right. We've had people who have come into our systems who have chemical engineering degrees, MBAs in finance from, you know, top-tier schools, get them in there, and they say, no, we're, you know, we can do this, we can make it work, and they get in there, and the store sales start to come down. And
right.
You go into the store, and you watch what's happening, and now you know you've got a mistake on your hands, and now you have a real issue. And when you're dealing with those issues, you can't be growing a company, and you can't be growing your top-line sales. So,
right.
When you qualify a franchisee, it's something that I think the parent company needs to be actively involved with. I think that there's no substitute for meeting people face-to-face and getting them to stand up and sing happy birthday and watching the response to the question and having a real heart-to-heart about, you know, are you prepared? What are you going to do if this doesn't work? What are you going to do if you open your store and it never achieves the kind of sales that it needs to be, you know, to pay its rent, its payroll, and its expenses? How do you behave then?
Right.
What,
good point. You know, what happens if someone has a bad singing voice? You just have them stop halfway through, or you have them do the whole song?
You know, I'll take somebody with enthusiasm and a bad singing voice over somebody who wouldn't do it at all.
There you go. Absolutely. I agree with that.
And how's training, Will? I imagine, you know, very important aspect of franchising is training. Imagine you have a very detailed training process.
Well, we do, and, you know, the training is really focused on the things that they need to know that you wouldn't think about. If they have the personality characteristics, and that's something we're, of course, looking for, we don't have to train them on that. We can talk to them about it, and instincts take over. The things that we look at are forecasting, planning, understanding what the business is going to do over the course of a 12-month period from a sales perspective and being prepared to deal with the financial hurdles they might come up with. We talk a lot about supply chain distribution ordering, when to order, when not to order. We talk about the, you know, all of the basics get covered. And because of this, here's one of the great things about the juice and smoothie business. We have no grease traps. We have no grills. We have no complex, you know, preparation. We have a 29 proprietary drink menu. Each store can add as many as a dozen drinks to the menu that are regional, i.e. if you were in Hawaii, they might be much more tropical. If you were in the East Coast, it might be more indigenous to, you know, products being, you know, apple ciders and stuff during the fall, what have you. But the core drinks, in about 5 minutes, I could teach both of you how to make each and every one of them. We have great job aids to do that. So the mechanics of the day-to-day operation are maybe a half a day of training. The majority of our training programs more focused on how to run a business and how to be smart about it and have a crash book. And, you know, if this happens, what do you do? So that when the franchisee does open up for business, they're not in a lurch the first time something goes awry. And they feel like they, you know, they can actually take off and run with this without having to reach out to one of their field support techs on a day-to-day basis. And
that's pretty interesting.
It works really well.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, well, in many franchises, it's usually the other way around. There's so much to learn about the product or service, maybe not as much time spent on just basic business practices and how to run the business. And yours, it's the other way around. It's a simple business to run as far as the, you know, the product.
Right.
And a lot of emphasis is put on the other areas of the business. So.
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, we have about 15 seconds. What's the best way for someone to get more information on becoming like a JuiceStop franchisee?
You know, the best thing to do is we've got a website. They can review our website and then contact us. We like to talk to people. We like to get in their head and spend some time with them on the phone, talk to them, and we'll be glad to prepare marketing materials and have them sent. Of course, after we get down the path, there's a UFOC that gets sent out. But we really like to talk to them about the opportunity, about what they've been doing, and about whether or not this is the right time for them or this is the right concept for them. And, you know, we play a very much a parenting role in kind of decision-making. So I think that's the best thing, is just to reach out and contact us.
That's great. Well, Will, you've been a fantastic guest. I want to have you back on a future show because I still think there's more to talk about.
Definitely, well, you have so much experience. Appreciate you coming on the show.
Thanks so much.
You guys have a great day.
Thanks, Will.
Take care.
Another great show, huh, Don?
Yeah, yeah.
It has so much experience, you know. It feels very comfortable, you know, buying into one of those franchises, you know, with Will's experience. I mean, he just seems like he's done it all. It's such a pretty young age, you know.
Right, he knows how to do it the right way.
Absolutely.
Everything he's been through, he's seen the good and bad, and he has the right approach. I think he has a strong product. You know, interesting, fruit and vegetables. Everybody needs to have more of that. Healthy
me
drink.
Especially, absolutely. So I want to thank you. Did a great job, Don. And go to franchiseinterviews.com. And if you'd like to reach us directly, you can call at 888-722-2785. You can go to easysba.com. It's another one, isn't it, Don?
Yep, franchisefunding.net.
Franchisefunding.net.
You want to get financing information. And
tune in next week. We'll have another great show.
Yep, sounds great, Mark.
Thanks, Don. Talk to you soon. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.